The reading is taken from 1 Corinthians 12, 12 to 31. The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I don't need you," and the head cannot say to the feet, "I don't need you." On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and the parts that we think are less honourable we treat with special honour, and the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honour to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honoured, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. And in the church, God has appointed, first of all, apostles, second, prophets, third, teachers, then workers of miracles, also those having gifts of healing, those able to help others, those with gifts of administration, and those speaking in different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But eagerly desire the greater gifts. Thanks be to God.
I want to show you a little film clip. It's about 2 minutes, 45 seconds long. But I need to tell you a little bit of the backstory. This is a Christian worship group, a band, called the Gaithers. Now, the Gaithers have been around for years and years and years in different forms. It's a bit like Trigger's Broom, in that as people get older, they drop out of the band, and then the new members of the family join the band. And so it's one family, but they've been going for years and years and years, and it's never quite the same people. And I'll show you a little film clip, and the story behind this is that the guy who's playing the piano in this clip has been with the Gaithers for about 3 years. He's one of the cousins of the founders, and he's been with them about for 3 years. He wanted to sing with the band, and they wouldn't let him. They said, "You can play the piano. You're a great pianist. You can play the piano, but we don't want you to sing." And this is what happened in one of the performances. It was staged. It was set up. But it was kind of based around the fact that everyone in America particularly knew that this man wanted to sing. So here's a film clip.
The word of the Lord. we're trying to...
I just want to sing three words there.
That's what I heard.
I've been here 3 years. I figured I could get three words out of the Lord. It just keeps happening over and over.
No.
No. I think I could be the next American Idol. I don't...
quite taken by the idea of the band singing the foot bones connected to the ankle bones connected to the shin bones connected, and you're not allowed to be part of the body. You're not allowed to be part. Because we're thinking today about the body of Christ and those who are in and those who are not allowed to be in and what the body is like when parts of it aren't working very well. We've been doing this series, if we can have the first slide, over the last few weeks called Back to Basics. Well, we've been thinking about some of the basics of what it means to be a church family and part of this church. And today we're thinking, what does it mean to be the body of Christ? What does it mean to be all part of one body? Paul wrote, you are the body of Christ. And every one of you has got a part to play in it. From the oldest to the youngest. All sorts of different people, all sorts of different backgrounds. We've all got parts to play in it. But you know, sometimes the body doesn't work quite the way that it's supposed to. Sometimes things don't quite work out right. And so I'm going to ask Claire to come and help me for a second. Because, you know, sometimes the body gets attacked from outside. Sometimes things go wrong with it. And in our human body, sometimes we get diseases that come along and that they affect us, that they come along and they attack the body. So, for example, measles is a virus from outside the body that can make us feel quite poorly. And the next slide shows somebody who's not feeling very well with measles. And who's ever had measles? Who's had measles? Was it nice?
Children don't get it.
Children don't get it anymore, do they? Because they all have... Who wants to come and give Claire measles? Yeah, I bet you do. Go on then.
Thank you.
Now, Claire can have red measles, or she can have green measles, or she can have blue measles, but probably red measles. And measles is a disease where a bug from outside the body comes along and attacks it. And when the body's got measles, you feel very unwell. Our children nowadays don't get it because they all get injections, but you feel tired and you feel headachy and you feel sick and you've got no energy, and you can feel very, very poorly. When I was little, way back in the dark ages, when somebody in the street got measles, all the kids from the street used to come and sit in the house and play with them so that they'd all catch it as well, so that the whole street would get measles all together, because it was much better to get it as a child than when you were grown up. And so there we go. There we go. I think that's probably enough, is it? So there we go. So poor old Claire this morning, her body's not very well. Ah, she's got the measles. And sometimes the body of Christ can be attacked from outside. We're the body, and sometimes things can come along, which means that the body feels weak and not very well and not able to do its job properly. And sometimes we're like a body with measles, that we're just not up to what we're called to. And we need to be aware of that, and we need to be praying and working together and supporting one another. So when the body isn't so well, it's being looked after. But it's not only from the outside, that the body can get attacked, is it, Claire?
No, because sometimes the body can be attacked from within. And sometimes our bodies go wrong because it's just there's something wrong inside us. And there's something called autoimmune diseases where your body can't fight it. And sometimes stuff just goes wrong. And there's... we did practice this. There's a syndrome called alien hand syndrome, which is actually a real thing where, without any control at all, one of your hands just starts doing really stupid things. And you've got no control over it whatsoever. And we watched a clip of a woman who planted a garden. And then immediately her other hand started digging the plants up. Sometimes the body can attack itself from within.
And it looks funny and it looks ridiculous. And if you've seen the film clip of this woman where she planted the plants with one hand and then she took a step on to plant the next one and the left hand would pull out the plant that she'd just put in. And she had no control over her hand. And it looks funny and it looks silly. But how silly is it when the body of Christ attacks itself? When we gossip and talk and share just for prayer, where we say nasty things about other people who are part of the body of Christ, where we hurt one another, it's just as silly as somebody hitting themselves. And then the third lot of things I want to think about this morning is where the body just breaks down and doesn't work properly. I've not been very well this week. Not quite quick enough or spontaneous enough, but there we go. And it's Hazel Haggett's fault is the reason, she's the person I'm blaming. Because on Wednesday at communion, I helped Hazel to get up out of her chair and walk with her. And as I did that, I just thought, oh, I've just tweaked my back a little bit. And then I came back in after we'd had coffee after communion, and I moved the communion table by myself, which probably was the main cause, and then got stuck. I pulled a muscle or did something in my back, and I just couldn't move around. And all week I was hobbling around and thinking, going from surface to first surface to hang on to things because I couldn't get around. And Thursday and Wednesday afternoon and Thursday, when I'd planned on doing other things, I just lay on my bed with my laptop and had to work from bed. Yeah, it's getting better. But you see, sometimes the body breaks down. Because we maybe have done something silly, maybe because we've done something we shouldn't have done, maybe because we've not followed the way that we've been told is the best way. We've not followed God's teaching. We've not done what God has told us. The body just doesn't work very well at all. The body actually is quite a fragile thing in many ways. It can be struck down by disease from outside, and we've got an enemy outside us who wants to make us poorly as a body. And sometimes the body can attack itself from within. And that's just daft, but we do it, and the body gets sick when that happens. And sometimes we don't follow good advice from the Bible and from God, and we end up damaging the body. See, we are the body of Christ, and Paul uses that picture in the Bible very deliberately of a picture of what the body is like. And we need to remember that. Maybe the body isn't feeling so well. What is it that's going on that we need to know about in order that we can be healthy? Because when the body is healthy, do you know, it's an incredible thing. The human body is absolutely amazing when it's working properly. We have a son called Matthew, who some of you will know and some of you won't have met because he's been gone for a number of years from the church. But he's in the army, and he's just finishing a course at the moment where he's training to be a PT instructor. And he is so fit, it makes you sick just looking at him. It makes me feel quite poorly just looking at this huge, buff body that can run marathons and climb mountains. And when he finishes his PT course in a few weeks, he's going off to do some special training for a whole year where he's going to have to be super, super fit. And he can do amazing things because his body is working together the way it was designed. He's kept it healthy. He fills it with the right things, with the right food. He does the right exercises. And the body of Christ, when we eat the right food, the Word of God, when we do the right exercises in prayer and loving one another, when the body is working as it's supposed to, the body of Christ is an amazing thing. You are the body of Christ. You are absolutely amazing. So let's do all we can to stay fit and healthy and strong as the body of Christ. And we've got another film clip just to show how amazing the body can be when it works properly and it all works the way together as it's supposed to. I think that goes on for quite a long time with those. People are awesome. And there was a number of times, wasn't there, in that film clip where you just all went, oh, wow. Or there was an explosion of joy as you saw something incredible happening. Or laughter. Wouldn't it be great if people looked at the body of Christ, at us, as we worked together, as we did all we could together? Wouldn't it be fantastic if people looked at us and went, wow. Wow, I wish I could be part of that. Amen. Let's close by saying together the words of the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.